COVID-19 hospitalizations are down, but deaths are up. This is YHN News. I'm Scott Chambers. State Health Officer Dr. Scott Harris says Alabama's COVID-19 hospitalization decrease is attributed to a really high rate of deaths occurring daily. 353 COVID-19 deaths were reported over the weekend, bringing the 2021 COVID-19 death toll to 6,028. Alabama's unemployment rate dropped to 3.1% last month, and average wages increased, signs of what the governor's office said Friday was the state's continuing recovery from the coronavirus pandemic. The unemployment rate was down from July's rate of 3.2% to 3.1%. 1 year ago, Alabama's unemployment rate was 7.2%. A familiar face is back in his old position. YHN's Jay Holland has details.
State Treasurer John McMillan, Republican Alabama, tendered his resignation to Governor Kay Ivey as the longtime public servant will take on the role of executive director of the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission. Completing the remainder of McMillan's term is former state treasurer Young Boozer, who will assume his former state treasurer duties on October 1st. For YHN News, I'm Jay Holland.
A well-known radio show that began in Tuscaloosa and grew into a nationally syndicated show heard on terrestrial and satellite radio is coming back to the airwaves. Town Square Media Tuscaloosa is bringing back the award-winning Steve and DC Morning Show on WFFN 95.3 The Bear. The show that is hosted by Steve Shannon and DC Daniel was last on radio in 2007 in St. Louis. It begins in Tuscaloosa on October 4th. I'm Scott Chambers. You are listening to YHN News.